Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Good morning and happy Friday. I am back for the weekly mom moment. I am on my phone to get a recording in, and I had another one scheduled for this week, but I was just kind of called to do this one instead. I am currently in Palm Springs for the weekend with my husband. We are taking a weekend away. It was going to originally just be the two of us to have some time together, go to Stagecoach, and enjoy the heat. Holy shit, it is hot down here. And then yesterday we were called a little bit to bring our son down. So he's coming down today to enjoy here with us this weekend and go to the concert as well, which we are really excited about. We spend a lot of time with him in the hockey world, not one-on-one a ton outside of it. And we decided that being able to have this one-on-one time with him and with each of our kids going forward in some capacity is so important. So not only did we have a wonderful evening yesterday, just Ryan and I went out for dinner, got to the desert, lay in the sun all afternoon, had an epic date day, so to speak. We also need that one-on-one time with each one of our kids individually, especially as they age and, you know, seeing the teenager in them, spending less time, wanting to spend more time with their friends, all that kind of stuff. I think it's just so important to bring them together one-on-one with you, share those new memories and moments. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend ahead, and I will give an update next week on what he thinks of this crazy music festival. I'm really excited for it all. So on that note, my question to you, I guess, is how often do you, first of all, date your partner? Do you still make much time individually? I find it is so hard in our day-to-day world to always catch up. Like, we sit down, we'll watch shows, things like that, but like actually taking yourself out of your normal environment to spend those times together, it really takes effort. And I mean, it all began just with you and your partner before, you know, you dove into the world of marriage, if that's where you are, kids, family, all that. And so remembering where it all began and making sure that you're taking the time for one another is so important. And we don't do it often enough, but it's definitely a goal and a priority on my list, on his list, and something that we want and need to do more of. So yeah, it doesn't need to be huge vacations away, a dinner, date night out, like movie out, whatever, like making actual conversation and making the time for one another. You make each other feel so special, loved, and supported, et cetera. So there's so many positive benefits that come out of making the time, obviously, and reminding yourself why, you know, you fell in love with this human. So I feel super fortunate to be able to have carved out this time in the midst of what is a super busy spring, just for us, and now to share a few days also with one of our children, and excited to continue that tradition forward with all of our kids. Life has been so full lately. One partner one way, Ryan's out for work, then he's away with Kai for hockey, and then I'm with the girls going the other direction. Next week I'm away again for hockey. You know, like, life is so busy. So being able to take these few days on pause just together, trust me, leading up to this weekend, it was almost the last thing I wanted to do because I was so exhausted. And just doing it and knowing that once we get here, it will be fantastic. Once we spend that time together, it's just what we need. And yeah, was totally right. So super thankful and grateful to be here with him, spending this time. And I just pose to you, do you carve out the time to spend with your partner in your relationship, or are you always as a family unit? And I challenge you to carve out more date nights, plan a trip, do something that you can, just the two of you, and remind yourself as to all that love and passion and respect and, you know, just the conversations we have when we're just the two of us. I love them, and it's just, they're just so fascinating, you know? It's not just like stuck in our parent brains and daily routines. So I challenge you, make more time for your spouse, and see where those conversations land you. Happy Friday, everyone. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.